Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Oh, yeah, baby. Daddy, yeah. See, I was thinking about you a lot. It was good to see you. Fuck, I'm ringing my actual dad.
Deleted.
Hello and welcome to Daddy Look At Me,
a podcast where myself, Helen Bauer and Rosie Jones sit down and talk to our favourite people from the world of showbiz about attention, childhood and of course, daddy.
Great to have you here. Now let's crack on with the show.
Abba hallo. Hi, Rosie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm actually really good.
Yeah, you're always good. It's boring.
But more than normal. I feel confident at the moment.
Is that because you're getting so many sexual offers?
Yeah.
You're just smashing push whichever town you go to. You're like, did I say push instead of purse?
She's pushing the purse.
She's pushing the purse.
Push.
Cave it in. Cave in that pussy.
No. So I'm at a new point in my life right now where I think I'm getting more attention from the ladies.
I think it's because you start shopping at New Look. I do think that's a really clear correlation.
It's a mess what between Primark and New Look.
But New Look is such a level up from Primark, I feel.
It really shows. So you saw my new outfit.
I loved it. I think it's really cute. It's like a little black and white checkered play suit.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, it's sexy. Cute, right?
So I bought this new outfit for a potential date next week.
But the longest awaited date of anyone's fucking life.
I mean, yeah, she said, do you want to go for drinks? And I literally had to say, yeah, my next 3 days, like 4 weeks on Tuesday.
You asked her? Why are you making it sound like she asked you?
Because I want to make it more secret. That's if it's not a day.
You asked her?
No, wait a bit. But if she's listening, I don't want her to go over she's talking about me.
I mean, you've told everyone. There's just no way that no one knows at this point.
She doesn't know.
And also,
she's not listening, right?
But I know it's 100%. Like, she wants a drink because we were sitting outside and we were talking with guests like before podcast the other day, and they were there. Damn it, that's really obvious, isn't it? Beep. Beep. Let me think.
Oh my God. No, this is why we can't talk about it.
because you don't want to say anything.
You can't reveal that she's been on the show.
She hasn't been on the show. I lied.
Anyway.
Anyway. Back to me.
By the way, our guest today is Kelly Convey. Welcome, Kelly Convey. Yay, brilliant comedian and friend of all. Woo! The peach of Kent. Okay, Rosie.
I want to wave a new fit place.
Oh, yeah.
Did a gig, met a lady, and she was really fit. But she lived in Glasgow.
Is that the picture you just showed?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Is that too far?
It's too far. It's too much effort. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not going to move to Glasgow anytime soon, are you?
Maybe I'll put it on ice.
What, her vagina? She'll need it afterwards.
Why is that?
It's just another example of you being like a fuckboy. Like, oh, I'll put her on ice. I'll come to my snack later while I work on my main meal. Like, mm-hmm. Let me focus on this first. It's just like... it's degrading. And me and Kelly are speaking on behalf of all women, right?
Speaking on, but I like to very regularly speak on behalf of all women.
Well, as a female stand up, whenever you speak, you are representing all of them.
Yeah, I represent all
types of women.
Oh, what, bitches? Yeah.
Oh, God.
Absolute simpletons. I love their hate magazines. I can't, I don't know what money is.
I can't believe that all three of us are outside the kitchen.
Actually, there's one literally just there.
Yeah, we were just in the kitchen.
What lovely drinks.
In the kitchen.
Yeah. I made a banana bread this morning.
Oh my God, you're adorable.
I know, how cute is that?
It was amazing.
Would you like a slice?
I'd love a slice of your banana bread. I love banana. Oh, look at this.
Kelly, you're binge eating that banana loaf. You're stuffing it in your face.
It's delicious. I'm not saying much because I'm just got a mouthful of banana.
But honestly, I did a good job, didn't I?
You did a great job. It's delicious.
Like, can we just cook? Hey, guys. Hey, ladies.
Guys.
Can we talk about daddies?
Yeah.
Can we do that, please?
I've got a daddy.
I've got a Michael. We don't call him daddy.
Yeah, I've got a daddy.
What's your daddy called?
He's got two names. None of mystery. His name's Michael John Convey. I know him as John. Basically, growing up, my dad was known as Johnny because he had the same name as my granddad. It got very confusing in a very large Irish family.
How many Michaels you got in your family?
God, I don't know.
Minimum 15.
I mean, we stopped counting after a while. If their name is in the Bible, we've got one, essentially.
Oh, yeah, Kelly from Genesis.
Oh, yeah, they stopped with it. Like, blasphemous. And then when my dad went to work, and all his businesses, he had to use his official name, which is Michael. So my stepmom calls my dad Mike and my mum calls him Johnny.
Okay, we're going to call him Johnny.
Johnny, I prefer Johnny just because I've always known him as John.
And also because I've already got a Michael. I mean, we're doing classic dad names here. We've got a Rob, we've got a Mike, we've got a John.
Perfect.
Great. It's like dad names when they're just classic
proper
in that
dad
way.
Names. I mean,
proper basic white
Gary.
English dad names. Gary.
That's a good one.
I was watching Harriet Kemsley's Instagram the other day and she met a giraffe called Gary and I got really emotional about
that's
it.
Sweet.
That is, isn't it? It's a good giraffe name.
It's a great.
But Gary's it's good and funny on everything. Yeah.
Like, imagine a dog called Gary.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I can picture it. His tongue's hanging out at all times.
Female dog called Gary. Be better. That would be awesome.
Cute.
If I had a little girl, I'd call it like her proper boy name.
Yeah.
What sort of a name?
Gary.
I didn't see that coming.
No.
At all.
Surprise punchline. It's a pullback in the wheel.
Or like Steve. You could call her Steve.
Yeah. Steve.
Yeah.
Whoa, Stevie.
Oh, yeah.
But did you call your dad John then?
No, I call him Daddy. I'm 32 this year and I still call him Daddy. Papa. I call him Papa John.
I really want to find someone else that calls their dad by their first name.
Yeah, well.
I think that's a really unhealthy relationship.
Oh, no one's just arguing that, Kelly. Yeah.
Oh, is that what you do?
Fucking bitch.
Like, hey, Mike, M-Dog.
He doesn't respond to Dad. We've tried it. I tried it again with him recently, and I was like, so I tried to bond with him in Switzerland. Yeah. So I was gigging in Switzerland. I was like, come meet me at the end, and we'll do some daddy-daughter bonding. And like, I was like, Dad, and just nothing. And you go, Michael, and he's like, all right. Like, there's just like,
I mean, that's
it's not
more
sad. It's just,
well, no, I think that's fine if he instigates it. It's more, I think, if you as a child instigate, start calling your parents by their actual names. But if your parents are like, no, I'm cool, just
I
call
mean,
me
mum is Anne. No, Anne is mum even. I call my mum.
Okay, you call sometimes your mum.
Yeah.
Okay, but I think that some people would have issue with the fact that I'm in my 30s and call my dad daddy.
Oh, I have issue with it a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of gross.
Well, it's not like, I don't know, like, if it picks up, I'm like, hi, Daddy, you know. I don't know, I love my dad. I call him Papa John. Papa John.
Oh, like the pizza.
Yeah. And now, as I've got older, I've started calling him Papa more. Yeah. Papa John.
I call my dad Daddy when I need something.
Yeah, but that's why I always call him Daddy, because I always need something. Daddy.
Daddy, will you pay my phone contract? Daddy, I've run out of data.
Whereas it's all that Michael hasn't girls bought me anything for my birthday in absolute years. He's also forgotten about it a couple of times. And even though my parents are divorced, my mum still puts his name on a Christmas card.
That's sweet.
She knows there's nothing coming.
Well, my dad does get us... Well,
love mum and Michael.
My dad never gets us presents. He just gives us cash in an envelope.
God, that's the most Kent thing I've ever heard in my life.
Like, you know, like a proper... Like, you know, you'd get like your sort of your statement through from a bank. It gives us all an envelope full of cash at Christmas and at our birthdays.
What's us all?
All me and my brothers and sisters. There's like six of us. So.
Shit. Oh,
yeah.
Where are you?
I am second oldest, but I'm the middle child because there's a big gap. So yeah. It was three of us. Like my mum, it was like 18 months between us. My mum's like a Pez dispenser, just knocking them out.
One more.
Yeah. And then so there's 18 months between us, and then there's like a 13 year age gap, and then there's the three younger ones. Yeah. So, but my mum and dad got divorced in between that. So
yeah,
so,
and then they got back together.
No, different.
I was just checking.
Yeah, no, that would be really weird.
I know someone that had that. Their parents got divorced and got back together.
Really?
Yeah. Parent trap.
That's who it was. It was my friends Hallie and Annie, my imaginary friends.
Lindsay Lohan.
It's a German. Is a comic who lives in Germany. Brittany Bowring. Her parents.
Brittany Bowring.
Brittany Bowring.
That's an awesome name.
It's an awesome name.
Big
isn't
up to
it?
You, Brittany, if you're listening.
Big up Brittany Bowring, the most beautiful woman of. Honestly, she's fucking. I'll send you. I'll show you a picture of her.
She
looks like a Barbie.
Single?
No, she's not.
Oh, Rosie, will
man
you put your vagina away for 1 minute?
Yeah, Rosie, put your cunt away. Literally, smelling flops. No. wait, so if you're one of six, what was that?
That was Rosie's flaps.
They're not that big.
Oh, they're not. Oh, have you seen them?
Yeah. She's like smooth over like an action man. Be respectful. That was offensive.
She takes pride in that. I can
see that. I'm very, very proud of my baby. It's the most normal part of
my dad, he just can't do any wrong. I think it's his first son, and my dad just absolutely adores the granny. So Liam is without a doubt the favourite.
Oh, my God. But from childhood as well?
Yeah, pretty
oh,
much.
Oh, mate. So were you competing for, like, second favourite then? Did you just accept that first was taken?
I was always competing for attention, especially with my dad. I used to, like, love football. I was a real tomboy. Couldn't do nothing more to, like, impress my dad. My sister's, like, a ballerina, so she was, like, older, and my mum loved ballet, so she and my mum did the ballet and the dancing, and there's me just being all like, United! United! You know, and going to football matches and stuff. But I used to, oh, my God, I was such an attention seeker. I remember vividly like, I think it might have been my brother's birthday party or something was going on in the living room.
Yeah.
And I, in, you know, quotation marks, threw myself down the stairs where I made loads of banging and then, like, just rolled down the second floor. And no one noticed, so I had to then redo it. And still, I was on the floor and they were like, get up, Kelly. I mean, I used to do things all the time. I remember going to A&E and breaking my arm, in quotes, and sitting there, and my mum's like, are you sure that it's you've hurt yourself?
Mate.
And I'm like, I have, knowing full well there was nothing wrong with me.
Kelly, I did this.
It's ridiculous.
Have we talked about this already?
No.
Have we not? Like, I basically, it was like year three, and there were three kids in my year who'd like broken bones, and they had casts, and I was like, I need a cast. I need it. Everyone gathers around. Everyone signs it. You get to stay in at lunchtime. I don't know why. That was an important thing for me. And I was like, holy fuck. So I think I'd vaguely hurt my wrist, probably trying to. I knew it wasn't broken, but we had to go to A&E because I was like, no, it's broken. Trying to pretend. I knew that you weren't supposed to move it.
Yeah.
Had to wait there all night, get an X-ray, and they were like, it's absolutely fine. And I was like, yeah, give me a cast.
And you're sitting there for hours and hours and you're like, well, I've gone this far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, I remember my mum being all like, are you sure? Because I'm like, you know, you forget what arm it is as well.
Yes.
Like, you're like, I swear it was this one. And then like, you're like, and you're just like, I thought it was the other one. You're like, yeah, it was just, and then I remember her just saying like, come on. And we were there for hours and hours, the poor NHS, it was totally my fault.
I know, it's awful, isn't it?
Yeah, I've never broken a bone in my body, but
I broke my toe the other day.
Oh, bitch.
I know, honestly, the
no,
best thing that's ever happened to me.
Didn't.
Self-diagnosed, it's a self-diagnosed
okay,
broken toe.
Another one of these. Did you have to go to the A&E?
I didn't, but I went to a pharmacist at Boots, and I went in and I was like, look at this, is it broken? And they went, probably, and I was like, that's enough for me.
Meanwhile, I was an actual A&E with actual concussions.
Yeah, but we say actual, but we were saying we really had broken arms back in the day. You never know what you're faking.
See, I have always been the opposite because I was such a goody two-shoes. One day I fell over at school in a busy corridor and loads of kids by accident stood on my hand.
No, where are
and
they? Punch
actually
them.
Two fingers broke but fractured. But I loved school so much, I was like, I'm fine, I want to go to science.
And we can't be more opposite, my darling.
The head teacher was like, Rosie, your whole hand is blue. And massive.
What a dream.
You need to go to A&E. And then I was like, no, I don't want him at school.
You know that Rosie did an extra GCSE by teaching herself statistics so she could do another one?
I really like
that's
maths.
Very impressive. That's so
impressive.
Mad,
isn't it? No, that's odd.
I mean, I just barely sat my GCSEs. I did them because I had to, not because I wanted to. And that's really inspirational. Well done.
Inspirational.
I'm
going to go back to school.
I'll come with you. I want to do it again.
I really regret.
No.
Because at school, honestly, 1,500 kids, if you said, who will be the comedian? It would not be me at all. I was a quiet student, like, wouldn't say boo to a goose, kept my head down. And then I think at like 25, I was like, fuck this, I'm gonna pitch around now.
But that's good. And I think that's like a kind of healthy way round to do it.
Yeah.
To sort of get all the sort of education and all that under your belt and then just throw it all away. Just throw it all away and just turn into a clown.
Who needs statistics now?
Yeah. I was very much a show off.
Yeah.
If you know, I would disrupt the class, and I would be the one that sort of. I remember, and it haunts me.
I did
me
not do that. I was
day.
Good in that way.
Oh no! If it got attention, I think if I was naughty, I got attention. So So I would.
Your dad would get called up and come pick you up.
My dad moved to London when I was 10, uh-huh. and. I think that's when I kind of went to secondary school just after that. And then I got to secondary school and I realised that every time I was naughty, I'd get suspended. I'd have to go and stay at my dad's and things like that. So not at the time I was aware of this. But
you figure it out later.
Looking back, it was definitely what I was doing. Yeah. I was really naughty and it haunts me, like some of the things that I did. When I look back to when I was a teenager, I don't recognise myself at all. I was horrendous. Like, you know, I remember flicking ink up the back of the teacher, which I still, it haunts me to say, Miss Nixon,
style.
If you're listening, I feel so bad. She was wearing a white trouser suit and I flicked ink up her back. Yeah.
If Did it she got notice a lot, at the time?
No, but I had to write her a letter of apology afterwards, which I felt so remorseful for. I remember it so vividly. In fact, a teacher from the school contacted me recently and I asked her if she could get hold of Miss Nixon so I could apologise. That's how much it haunts me to this day.
Man.
But I was quite... I mean, I think it just, if it got a laugh, if it got attention, I would do it. I didn't really care because obviously all the kids in the class are not going to do that. So they're like, oh my God, like, And I went to quite a rough school. So it was, you know, truanting or being naughty or smoking or all of those things were cool, you know.
They were cool at our school. Really cool. I just, you know, chose dignity and not to get involved with
them. No. I thank you for that moral high ground there.
I wasn't invited into the cool kids section.
Pour my heart out. I'm trying to be.
But I know that feeling of looking back at like when you were at school and being like, oh my goodness, I do remember a teacher. It wasn't ink being flicked, but someone put a post-it note on her back, and I remember being like, oh my God, just so aware of the fact that like I think unfortunately she did leave after a year. I just don't think it was for her, but she started the lesson on her first day there being like, this is my name and these are all the nicknames you can use for it, so I've heard them all before, so you can't get me. And it was like, don't start with that. And then she, oh God, this poor
I'm
woman
a cool teacher.
She must have been like 23, 24, and she put like things like she had a picture of her and her boyfriend on her desk, so obviously that gets passed around a million times. And she did, oh my God, it's funny, but she did like, people like, oh, how'd you meet your boyfriend, Miss? How'd you meet your boyfriend? And she was like, we met each other working in Tesco stacking shelves. And
they went, oh my God,
what, in a Tesco? And she went, yeah, in the yogurt and cheese aisle. So that's it done then for her, isn't it?
How dare he?
Which is awful, but don't. I missed that. That was such a bad joke. I loved her.
Hello, sorry to interrupt us with Mars, but we wanted to say we're at the Soho Theatre.
The pair of us. It's a dream come true.
We're bringing our show there, so why don't you come and see us live?
So I'd recommend going to see Rosie Jones on the 21st to the 25th of January at 8:45 p.m. I'm going on the Wednesday already with my housemate Emma. We're very excited.
And then exactly the week after.
2 weeks after, I think.
Oh, I've bought it.
You've messed it.
2 weeks after, from Monday the 3rd to Saturday the 8th of February, you can see Helen's show.
It's called Little Miss Baby Angel Thighs.
So Google Soho Theatre, search our names.
Come see both of us. Bye. I think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, do it. Don't choose a favourite.
What are you? We've all know who the favourite is. Let's just leave it there.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
See you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
We with the people at our school, you were either a goth, a chav, which were the popular ones, or a boffin, really.
Did you not have townies and grebos?
No, I think a townie, what you would call a townie, is a chav, right?
No. So we had like chavs and then like townies. And then, so like townies would be more like Jane Knorr instead of like Nike and Kappa.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, we were kind of like Morgan with a Kappa tracksuit. Like we were like the combination.
For us, that would be what we would have said back in the day before. Like the word is now not respectful at all. But that would be full chav.
Yeah, I was.
I mean, you were one of the OG chavs.
Yeah. I was an original chav.
You were.
They come from where I come from Chatham. Yeah, they, I was one of the originals.
But we had like grebos, emos, townies.
Emos
were great. We had one goth in the town I'm from. One goth, Gavin the goth. Bless him. He was so lovely.
To Gavin.
He was actually in my mum's drama school for a while.
Fair play to him.
Yeah, it was great.
What's he now? What's he doing now?
I don't know. I couldn't search him either because I don't know his surname because he was just Gavin the Goth. That was like
Gavin
his thing.
The Goth.
I know. He was lovely. The nicest boy.
He's probably Glenda the Girl now.
What? What? That makes no sense whatsoever.
I don't know.
I'd like to think that he's Gavin the Goth in like a different small town.
Yeah.
You know when you get into like year 10, year 9, and then we were all at the same age. Remember like when Barry M. Dazzle Dust arrived?
Yeah.
And then everyone was just body glitter.
Yeah.
There were just like 4 years where you just had every colour, every amount of thing on your face, the thinnest eyebrows, and then just a mascara that was just so thick you couldn't
just
blink.
Just more and more, like the waterproof every day.
Yeah, you don't change it, you add.
I had white glitter to the centre of my eyelids and then pink glitter out to the rest.
With a flick.
And yeah, with the flick. And I had brown eyeliner, but it was on my lips. So I had brown lip liner with concealer in the middle and then gloss over the top.
And
it was
to anyone
delightful.
Listening to this who is from the generation younger than us or in the future, that sounds gross, but genuinely, that was the hottest look.
Great look.
That was so sexy. I would have been too nervous to do the lips because I'd have felt like I wouldn't be worthy enough to have that sort of lip on. Mm. Like that for me was like the dream look.
I mean, you probably weren't because I personally, I don't even know if I was worthy enough, but I still rocked it. And I used to have the two really hairsprayed bits of hair down.
Okay, right. Can I not throw this out? Because I'm actually bringing that look back.
No.
Do it.
I pull my hair, but like I've got back into like having little strands hanging down.
I think it looks beautiful on you. You look so.
But
so
not like not hairsprayed down. Not when you're like, you know, when you do that, like
they
pulling
were, like,
it.
Crispy. And do you know what I used to wear at school? We were meant to wear knee-length pleated grey skirts.
Yeah.
I used to wear a grey boob tube.
Pulled
it
down.
It actually was a boob tube and I wore it as a skirt. Well, we all did. And heels.
And to school?
To school.
I took heels into college one day, like just had them in my hand, and I got banned from school trips for a year because they said I was an alcoholic. No joke, I wasn't allowed to go on any of the school trips because one of the teachers said that I was a liability and that I had an alcohol problem.
I don't know where they would have got that information from.
I don't know either. This teacher was, I think she, I don't know what it was. I mean, I could try and figure it out, but I don't want to go into it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know, but like, I got banned from school trips just having heels in my hand because they were like, "Were you out last night?" And I was like, "Yeah, I was out last night," and that was it. I was an alcoholic and I couldn't go on school trips. And
how many trips were they going on?
Like, this is like second year of college or first year, but it was like. So I only did drama, really. I had, like, other courses I did, but I didn't really show up for them. I didn't attend. Yeah. But I went to drama, like, a lot, and I really, really loved it. And I was also in, like, extracurricular drama, which was this really big deal at our college, where, like, only 12 people got to be in this thing, which was, like, a theatre company, and it meant everything to me. And they would do, like, go see plays and stuff like that, and I wasn't allowed to go.
Aww.
But then one time, I was already in London during the day, and I just came and met this school trip. And I was like, I'm coming as well. This is like an independent.
Wow. What a rebel.
I know. I want to go see Macbeth. But it literally was that. I think it was Macbeth. That's fucking tragic. But like you were going into heels. Like heels at school.
Yeah, wore heels throughout the whole of secondary school.
Did your dad or like mum ever comment on this sort of behaviour, or were they fine with it?
I mean, like, you know, I think they kind of, the amount of things I used to get up to, I think that they just kind of sort of gave up hope.
The heels
with
was
me.
The least of the problem.
I think, yeah, I mean, yeah, smoking weed and going to over 18s nightclubs when I was about 14.
What
I used
the
to
fuck?
Like, yeah.
How did you
she's
get
so cool.
in?
She's so cool, Rosie.
Yeah.
No,
she's so
I
cool.
mean it's really quite tragic, but we just got in. I mean, they didn't care. I remember my friend. He was like 2 years above us at secondary school,
yeah.
And his dad had an Italian restaurant called Carluccio's in Gillingham, which is a really rough, it's just as rough as Chatham.
Carluccio's the chain, or just like an individual
Carluccio's? Oh no, sorry, I said Carluccio's. I mean Calogero's. Calogero's.
Calogero's. Same thing.
So it's like
thing,
a one-off.
Much.
No, not Carluccio. I mean, if Carluccio's son was going to my school, then
that's what I was thinking.
Wrong.
I was like, amazing.
No, Calogero's. So every Friday, what Calogero's dad would do is he'd have the front part of the restaurant open as normal, but the back bit was like a function room, and he used to just let all of us go in there, and he'd serve us all underage. Every Friday. I don't know if I'm putting him in some shit here, but yeah, every
I think
Friday
everyone had one
go,
of these restaurants yeah. in their town. Like, yeah. they ask in our town, that Italian chain.
He's like,
they'd
if
let
he
us
gives
have
me
wine.
Money.
My friend, her dad was a bouncer of a one nightclub in that town. So we'll just let us in the club at 15.
Yeah. I didn't get into the one in our hometown until I was 18.
No.
I think they ID'd really you. Heavily ID'd it. Yeah, I got ID'd.
Are you?
No,
ID
Jack's with two X's. Shout out to Fleet.
When I first went out, like everyone smoked in clubs. And
yeah.
You get home and like, I had to air out all my clothes.
You know what's sad is, as a smoker, I missed that by about 2 months. No joke.
No.
It was 2 months after I turned 18 and going to enjoy these places that they lifted the smoking, but they put the smoking ban in. That's why I moved to Germany.
Well,
so I wanted to live it for a little bit.
Helen the Iron Lung Bauer.
That was gross, wasn't it?
But then we did most of our drinking at my friend's house. One time I drank a whole bottle of vodka and was sick.
I'd say that's not okay.
Everywhere. Oh. And but she then was so scared of my dad, who was about to pick me up. He just threw a full bottle of water on me and was like hair drying my fanny and was like...
What? Because your dad was going to check your fanny when you got in to see if it smelled of vodka? Like, what was that?
That's a standard. Is that not?
Michael has literally never checked my vagina in the evenings to see if I've been drinking.
Daddy?
Michael, you've let me down.
Because I've been sick in my lap.
Kelly, anything that you did particularly to try and get lovely John's attention? Do you remember, like, buying him special gifts or, like, anything like that? Or is it always just, like, you'd get in trouble, you get to go stay at his, and then you just sort of kept calling him Daddy so he feels special?
I think it was kind of a real turnaround for me, is that throughout secondary school, I was really naughty and... I got like suspended a lot, and I got caught smoking weed and all this stuff.
And
which would always result in lots of attention from my parents, bad attention. It's like, you know, like, but it was attention all the same.
Yeah.
Then I passed my GCSEs, which, I mean, I didn't pass them amazingly, but I passed them.
Yeah.
And which was totally not expected for me. I had no forward aspirations. I couldn't care less. I was just like, whatever, you know, like kind of. And then I passed them, and a different type of attention came, and it was a lot more rewarding, and this like this sort of like this pride of how well I did.
Oh, that's
was
so
like
nice.
Oh my God. And everything changed from that point. And I went to university. You know, I was like the first person in my family to go to university. In fact, I was the first person from Chatham. And I went to uni. And then, you know, I realised that actually positive attention was so much more rewarding. So then I went on and, you know, really pushed myself. I went through uni, I got a degree, I went to work in some really amazing jobs.
Wait, so you haven't pretended to break a bone or anything? And
no, since the GCSEs, I've literally just been a go-getter, and really impressive.
Have you not done like any pretending things? Like, I still, every now and again, if I fancy someone, will just sort of be like, oh, what a coincidence, we're both on your road. Or like, okay, my friend Alice, beep, shout out to her. She did my favourite thing of all time, best call for attention, which I've been using since then, is that she came to sit at mine in London. She's from like my town, and she really fancied this boy that was living up in East London, and she messaged him when she was at my house all safe, being like, oh my God, I'm in London, I'm in your area, there's this guy following me down the street, I feel super unsafe, can you come and meet me? And then the plan was, if he responded, then she'd quickly like hot foot it up there, and if he didn't, then we're still having a nice night. And I was like, you're a fucking genius, a psychopath, and you will kill, but oh my God, it's what a best. Clever move. Now that's negative attention, but my God, did it work.
Oh my God, if you're talking about outside of like in relationships, so I mean, like, that is a whole different kettle of fish. It usually is after I've been drinking. I mean, obviously, I'm very happily settled now. But
yeah, Alice was drinking as well. We've never done anything like that sober. Women aren't crazy. I'll fucking kill you, son. I'll break you in two. No, carry on.
I remember one time vividly, I got really drunk and I was really into this guy and I really wanted him to come and meet me, and he wouldn't, right? He was busy. How dare he? So the next day I woke up and I looked at our WhatsApp conversation and I'd sent him a load of voice notes, which were cringy enough. Then some photos of me looking sexy.
Oh, what are loads of voice notes and how many photos?
Like, I'd say about 3 voice notes, but like, all like a minute long with no replies afterwards. No replies to them whatsoever. And then like photos of me taking selfies, like thinking I'm really sexy with like a duck face and stuff, when I look like an absolute fucking mess, right? I'd been on like an you know, what are they called?
All-inclusive holiday?
The brunch. Bottomless brunches. Brunch. So I was absolutely sorry. But then it gets even worse, I swear to God, right? I basically recorded myself, but not acting like I didn't know that I was being recorded.
I'm not!
So there's this video of me clearly holding the phone.
Yeah.
With my arm stretched out, clearly holding the phone going, yeah, so anyway, like, I didn't even know. I didn't even want to see him, and I don't even want to meet him. And like a 2-3 minute long video.
And then
suddenly
be like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
I didn't even know that I was being filmed. I was like, you're holding the phone. No. I can clearly see you holding. I've done loads of things like that. Oh my God, loads of things.
I respect your honesty. I think everyone has, and they just pretend.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm crazy, but then I'm like,
you are in relationship stuff for sure.
I am. You do that thing where you text someone but send it accidentally to the person you're into, and you're like, oh God, I didn't miss.
Yeah, it's the first rule of the playbook, get the conversation going.
Yeah, but then they reply and go, no worries, or don't reply at all, and then you hate yourself forever.
Yeah.
The thing is that what I've come to realise now that I found my lovely Bruce.
Congratulations on your engagement.
Well,
thank you. We're both really happy for you. Honestly, your family's perfect.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It's a shame this is a podcast because you couldn't really see the massive rock.
It's
that
a
I've
massive,
got on my
massive
hand.
Ring. She looks super loved up and happy. Me and Rosie are over the moon for her.
Great.
But the one thing that I found with Bruce, right, is that I didn't go psycho bitch with him. And the reason why is because he gave me the affirmation that I needed. So when I text him, he replied. I never sat there wondering if he liked me back. And I knew that he liked me back. And there was no games. There was no playing around. And I think that looking back before, I was like, why won't you meet me? It's because, because they're playing with your, you know, you don't know where you stand. And if you don't know where you stand, you're always going to be asking for it.
I fully agree with you. I've only ever fallen for nice guys. I've been very, very lucky. There's been like one or two like blips, but they were missed. Do you know what I mean? Luckily, like missed them. But it's that Baz Luhrmann song, Wear Sunscreen, where it's like, don't be foolish with other people's hearts and don't let other people be foolish with yours.
Yeah.
Like if it's healthy, it's healthy. If it's not, This is why I'll be single for the rest of my life.
You've got to know where you stand. And if you know where you stand, you can be in a strong position. I think it's a real thing with comedians. All we do when we go up there is looking for affirmation.
Actually looking to change the world as well.
Yeah, I'm sure with your vagina jokes, it's going to change.
And there's also period jokes
and
as well.
There's period jokes. And it's just going to open up. Like your vagina does on a regular basis. But I think that we go up there and look for and say, this is in my head, this is who I am. Do you agree? Do you like me? And I think that I do things all the time. Even now I'm with Bruce, I will do the tidying in the house. Like I act like a little housewife. So when he comes home, he's like, oh, thanks for that, babe. Like, and I'm like, yeah, well, it's nothing, you know? And I do that because I want the affirmation from him say, you're the best, you're the best. Yeah. Like I deliberately leave just a little bit of washing up just for when he's coming in the door and I'll still be there just like finishing it.
Oh my God, you freak. I think what we've established here is actually you have a very good relationship with your father, Kelly.
Yeah. I do. I bloody love him.
I think it's lovely and healthy. John Convey.
Yep, John Convey.
Big up John Convey. Sounds like an absolute
big
gem.
Big up, Casey.
Yes, he's a really good bloke.
But I got news for you.
Oh my God, is my dad here?
Yeah.
Have you got a red book?
So much fun.
This is your life.
Your dad is here.
Aww.
Me.
I knew it.
I'm here, daddy.
Oh, don't. It actually is quite sexy when you say that.
I know.
That's what she enjoys about it.
You can be my daddy.
I am.
Daddy.
Everyone.
Daddy.
So I want to talk you through a day that me and you would have.
It's Father's Day.
Daddy. So I think it's pretty juicy, actually.
All right, yeah.
Bad girl. So it's still when you're a naughty girl.
Very naughty. Big man.
And
I don't know why I was suddenly Jamaican then.
I'm trying to drink.
Rhythmic.
And then you've been expelled.
Okay.
But because I love my baby girl.
Thanks, Daddy.
And gonna give you a dream day.
Aww.
And we're gonna go out and we're gonna go shopping.
Oh, I like that.
What do you want? Do you want me to buy you pink eyeshadow?
No, when you buy me gold jewellery.
Oh, I will buy the shit out of all the gold jewellery in charge.
I mean, can you ever have enough gold jewellery?
Honestly, I had so much gold jewellery. I loved my gold jewellery. I had a big Figaro chain down to my belly button with a big, massive, solid gold elephant on it with all cubic zirconia and multicoloured gems on it. And then I had massive square hoops that touched my shoulders with square dice instead of the balls. You know, I didn't have balls. I had square dice because I wanted to be different.
You're the coolest person I've ever met in my life.
I had all the rings. I had rings on every finger, all the sovereigns. And I had a big bangle with... it was like all twisted. I literally absolutely caked myself in gold jewellery.
And
oh my God, like we're like hanging out with one of the coolest girls right now.
I'll buy you more gold. And then me and you and all your gold.
I'd like to come as well to this one, actually.
No.
Sometimes I get to come.
No. This time, me and Kelly are coming to your house.
Fuck off.
Because we've heard a rumour that you have some freshly made banana bread. And then me, Kelly, you, Kelly's gold.
Why's Kelly's golden extra person?
It's the
weight of a baby.
Yeah.
And your banana bread are gonna have a great day.
That I'm sounds glad amazing. To be in this. That's the nicest
Thank
thing my
you,
daddy's
Daddy.
Ever done.
Thank you, yeah, Daddy. Well.
Thank you, Daddy.
Do you want to plug?
Oh, what do I want to plug? I am going to Edinburgh this year.
Is that Bunker One at 7:15 PM?
It is indeed.
Debut show called Telephone Voice, I believe.
It is, and it's right. all about my journey from basically what I've just been talking about, from when I was a teenager in Chatham, growing up as one of the actual original Chavs.
Yes.
And then I went to university, moved to London, became more what I thought was middle class, and tried to put on this telephone voice to fit in and to sort of...
Which, may I say, is really good. Like, you can't tell you're from Kent at all.
No, but I actually am quite good at a posh voice. So.
Great.
I did
breathy.
Speak like this for quite a few years. So I put on this voice to work in business. I thought people would respect me more. And then I found comedy and realised that actually being myself was what makes me very successful in this job. And it's where I can just be who I am. And
it's going to be a great show.
I mean, it's actually got some jokes in it.
Are you doing the joke about the baby's earrings to get them started on that?
Yeah.
It's my favourite joke of all time. Whenever I see
done
a baby
that joke in ages.
Do it, honestly. Like, it's really stuck with me. It's so funny.
Oh, I'm glad, because I haven't done that chav bit in ages. And I'm bringing it back because it's so poignant
for the show.
To the show. I thought of some other bits. Like, I've got bits from Capitaxi. I put on a Kappa Draxer.
Are you doing the ABCs
and
how to recover? Yes.
And I've got a JD Sports carrier bag, you know, as my school bag.
My God. And so I'm going to see you every day, because me and actually Rosie's opposite. Rosie's at 7 in the Grand, and then I'm just before you.
Yeah.
Great.
And you know, I'm not just saying this. I was interviewed for a magazine the other day.
Yeah.
They said, would you, any shows that you'd recommend? And I recommend both of your shows.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Kelly!
I recommended both of your shows. I said, Helen Bauer, you have to go and see Helen Bauer. She's absolutely incredible. It's her debut show, and her, what did I say? Her
cutie.
I said something about your star. It's just, you can't miss it. And then I said, and Rosie Jones... you can't miss her, and I love her so much that I'm even recommending her show when hers is the exact same time as mine. So, So, and I
what magazine? I want to get a copy.
Oh, I'm
my
sure
brand.
It's OK Magazine.
Sorry. It's just going to be me and the Royals. I actually read OK and Hello the other day at the hairdressers. They're fucking great, those magazines.
Can we bring back more?
No.
I love
I was
more.
Never fussed about more.
No, I've never been a magazine kind of reader, actually.
Okay, that's the end of the episode.
I can't read.
Thank you, Kelly, for coming on.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah, plug your handles. Bloody hell.
Oh, I'm at Kelly_com...
Underscore?
Oh!
She's a brand.
Let's try that again, shall we? I'm at Kelly_Convy on Twitter and Instagram, and you can find me on Facebook as well.
And do follow her for pictures of her gorgeous dog Nelson. It's very
important. You can follow me for pictures of my dog and some of my visage.
Thank you, Kelly.
I love you both more than anything in the world. You're my two
Shut
favorite
your whole
people
mouth.
In comedy.
Thank you, Kelly. We love you too. Bye.
I'm sweating.
Bye.
I'm sweating.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.